بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا صلى الله تعالى على خير محمد رسول الله برحمتك يا رب.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان لابن آدم واديا من ذهب أحب من يكون له واديان ولن يملأ فاه إلا التراب ويتوب الله على من تاب. Come closer, brothers, please. Come closer. Fill in the gap. The Sahaba would sit. Now if you were to put something over them, it wouldn't dip. So please come closer, unless you have backaches or you're elderly. You know, don't prop the wall up. This is a sign of talab that we come closer and listen. Those who are outside and didn't know there was going to be a bayan, you can come back in, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Mawlana was saying today and yesterday, in his irada, through his mashiyat, and his intention and his decree, his hikmah, his wisdom, and just through his chahat and his will, Allah says, Yahdi man yasha, Allah guides whom He wants. Allah has allowed us the opportunity to be amongst the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He has allowed us the opportunity to be here in the masjid and to be reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. With no arrogance on ourselves and no input from ourselves, Allah has given us this opportunity. Many of us were fortunate to have a mother and a grandmother whispering in our ears, Allah, Allah, from the time we were children. And then as we grew, we understood Islam and we voluntarily and willingly acknowledged that Allah is the one that we should be worshipping. There are many colleagues that I have, many converts that I know, that daily they go to sleep and they wake up crying and worrying that if their mother will go to Jahannam. You and I will never feel that pain. And may Allah may never make us feel that pain. But we take it for granted, we go along casually, we give attendance in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, this is by the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never be complacent and never be satisfied. And this is an epidemic that's in our, especially in our culture, you know, and within the Muslims in general. We are very, very complacent, a lot of us, with the deen that Allah has given us. And then, you know, the announcement is made that we talk about Iman and Yaqeen. And the Mawlana, who's been speaking this morning as well, and yesterday morning, he's a straight shooter, mashallah. May Allah put barakah in his life and, you know, and protect him. You know, but we are not willing to, some of us are not willing to acknowledge this. And this is one of the main things we come out in the path of Allah, that we understand that karne darne wale is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who does everything, the one who controls everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done the taqseem of rizq. Allah has done the distribution of rizq. It is not how intelligent you are, how street savvy or street smart you are, or how many degrees you have, or how a good businessman you are. The rizq is absolutely and totally from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen many people, they're doing the same businesses, but their results are different. Some people are very sharp, but they're too sharp for themselves that they cut themselves. That their rizq is still, they're still stuck. Because it's not how sharp they are, or how much degrees they have. You know, there's many doctors I know, they're going from office to clinic to for the government and keep changing, and they're not getting anywhere. And some, mashallah, you understand, their clinics are, you know, the doctor's offices are like clinics. They have to shut the people out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives rizq. So if any of us that we have, if any of our friends or any of our family members, you know, or any of our children, because sometimes the adults we've seen here in the last 3-4 weeks I've been in England, we know that some of our children are doing dodgy stuff, but they bring home the big fat envelopes, so we turn a blind eye. But we understand and we teach them that rizq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you give up something that is haram for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace it with something better. The problem is that we want it on our timeline. We want it on our timeline. I've been doing sabr for so long. How do you determine so long? Like the Mawlana said very beautifully, Inna lillahi, that we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is hakim and hakim. Allah is the all-wise and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. He's the master. He decides when and to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant, you know, whatever He wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Mawlana Ibrahim Sabdullah down barakatuh, a lot of times he mentions about hudud and hukuk. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are bounded to ahkam, not ahwal. So whatever the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are, we have to adhere to them. And halat will continuously change. The conditions will change, but we have to stick to the commands. If you're healthy, you come to the masjid, you perform your salah with congregation, this is the command. If you're not healthy, you stay home and you perform your salah. If you can't do that, you can't stand, you sit and you perform your salah. If you can't do that, you do tayammum and you lie on your bed, but you still fulfill the command and you perform salah. So salah, you have to perform under no condition. The halat will change, the conditions may change. So my dear brothers and friends and elders, we see the conditions come upon us and we get shaky. As-sidqu yunji wal-kizbu yuhlik. That if you tell the truth, it will deliver you. And if you tell a lie, this will lead you to destruction and lead a person to Jahannam. That is why the hadith that says more or less, At-tajiru aminu suduq, that the trustworthy and truthful businessman will be with whom? Ma'an-nabiyyin wa-siddiqin wa-shuhada. Will be with the prophets, the siddiqin and shuhada. But this is rare, this is rare. Why? Because we tend to exaggerate. Some businessmen, they straight out tell lies. And some businessmen, we do ghulu, we do mubalagha, we exaggerate our product. You go to ask, do you have this? And he starts selling you, you know, the other product. You understand? And we exaggerate. Why? Because we think that if we exaggerate or we tell a lie, he will buy the product, I will get money, and money se kaam hota hai. Paise se kaam hota hai. Nahi, kaam chalane wale kaun? It is Allah. Who makes things happen? Money makes the world go wrong. No, it doesn't. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's causing the earth and the sun to orbit, as we hear in Surah Al-Yasin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes the world go around, not money. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنزِلُونَ. Allah asks, are you the one who sends the rains? Or is it me who send the rain? You know. So I've been mentioning in my bayans, you know, when I was in Pakistan, I saw mountains and hectares of or miles of rice fields. And they would come and tell the Jamaat, they have Husnizan, you know, Allah has done Satari, so they have Husnizan for people who are in the path of Allah. And they say, make dua for us. Bas ek barish ki zarurat hai, we just need one more rain. And they have beautiful rivers coming down the mountains and the streams going into the rice fields. But they just need one more rain or these miles and miles of rice fields will go to waste. Who's the one who sends the rains? So when we go into Mulaco or Asda or Aldi, we buy rice. You know, where? How does this rice come? We don't know, we just take it for granted in the UK and we don't see the effort that takes place behind this rice coming onto our plate. You know, but this, and then what happens, if that rain doesn't fall, that rice goes to waste. And we see in another place that so much rain came that it washed away, it was too heavy and it washed away the crops. So who's in control? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is absolutely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's in control. And this is the thing, that we think that we are so tough and we are so wealthy that we can do things. But 8 phone calls, they come today. You understand? We just make a call and things will happen. And we see that we make the call and things happening. So we think that I am doing it. But what are those people who have an ear but they can't hear? Or have a tongue but they can't speak? What if Allah was to take it that way from the person who's so arrogant that 8 calls, they come today? That from one phone call he lifts up, but he can't hear, he can't speak on that phone. Then what happens? You understand? What if Allah was to say, you know, we say that, chatkigyu. You know, we say that someone who's gone off, he's flipped it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He's the muqallib al-qulub. You know what I mean? Parakne wale, and the one who flips it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if he says that about someone, may Allah nakare, may Allah forbid, what if that was to happen to one of us? So we are absolutely helpless. And if we don't understand this, sometimes Allah teaches us. You know, if you stump your little toe, the small little toe, you just bounce it on a door, what happens? The biggest bahadur, you see him crying. Because that little nail and that little pain, it hurts so bad. Or you pinch your little finger, you understand, in a door, what happens? So Allah reminds us of how helpless we are. So this is where we come out in the path of Allah, to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like I say, I am in jama'at with a speaker with a mic on, so I am the bahadur. But when I go back after 40 days, I will need all of you to make dua for me, because we are going back into the same environment. So this is where we need to be as a brotherhood. That when I go back, then him and you bring Asif by and you come to Barbados with one jama'at, you understand? So that when we go tanda, then you come and charge us back up. You understand? And this is how it works. That you go out in the path of Allah, you get charged up. And when you go to localities, you become the bahadur and the lion then. Then you come back home, you become like a little cat again. Because you come in the mahol. But this is what Allah has given in this beautiful effort of da'wah. So we talk about the greatness of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran that He's alimun khabir. He's the all-knowing and He is totally informed about everything we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basirun bil ibad. He's the all-seeing. We are sitting in this masjid. How many masajid are there in Dewsbury? How many masajid are there in West Yorkshire? How many masajid are there in the UK? How many masajid are there serving the 7 or 8 billion Muslims? From little huts to massive masjids like you see in Brunei and other parts of the world. And everybody is making dua. Everybody is, you know, making some kind of dard or want that they have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sabqa sunrah. Allah is listening to every person's dua at the same time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and He hears and He sees and He chooses to accept according to the three conditions that we heard this morning. You know, for those who missed it, you missed it. Okay, I'll repeat it. You know, they said that if you make dua, Allah gives you three things. Either He gives you what you want or He removes a mu'ajiza, a musibat in lieu of that dua, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stores it in the akhirah. So if you say, but I've been making dua and I'm not getting what I want, but you are not Allah, that's why you're making dua. So we have to learn to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason we come in the path of Allah, that we learn that the Sahaba, anytime they had a problem, who would they go to? Marisa for ta'weez? No, they do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would pray to rakats themselves and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we go to the asbab we have to adopt, when we understand that we are only adopting the asbab, because it's sunnah. Like one of the jama'ats at Tashkil, most of us from Balochistan, I was just in Barbados. He said one time Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab was very sick. We don't normally give the stories of, you know, people who are of recent times, we give of the Sahaba, but they have both passed away. May Allah elevate their status. And Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab was very, very sick, and Imam al-Hasan Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi sent him to the doctor. So he said Haji Sahab became very, very sick, and this was in his youth. You know, and we know Haji Sahab died almost in his 90s, right? Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab. So he went, and the person came back and told Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab that, you know, the doctor has said that Haji Sahab is very, very bimar, and he is not going to last too long. So more or less, what Inamul Hasan Sahab said, "Humne usko sunnat samajh kar beja, shifa ke liye thora beja." That we just sent him as a sunnah, you understand? We didn't send him to get cured. And he said, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab lowered his head, and he made like tawajjuh and dua. And Haji Sahab afterwards said he felt like something just overtook him. And he got up and he was running until he died. You see how Haji Sahab used to run. You understand? So this is the dua that Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab made tawajjuh. And he contacted the Shafi, the one who cures. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala healed Haji Sahab. So we adopt the means. But my dear brothers and elders, the means are also, or not also, the means are the dua that we see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we read Surah Fatiha, Azhib al-Ba's. We have to recite these du'as with yaqeen. Surah Falak, Surah Nas. You know, we use honey, we use black seed oil. These, we do hijama. These are the things that are in the sunnah. And we control our eating. You know, these are the things where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us shifa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sami', He hears everything and everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah ta'ala sees and He's qadir ala kulli shay'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over everything. So this is why Allah has given us so many opportunities in Ramadan, that if you do this, I will forgive your sins. If you say this dua, I will forgive your sins. If you fast with the right niyat, I will forgive your sins. If you do Qiyamul Layl, you do Taraweeh, I will forgive your sins. You read a simple dua after you eat. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha at-ta'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwah. A person, we smile afterwards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you say this dua, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, for giving me this food without any input from myself. Allah says, I will forgive all your sins. What does this mean? Today I think I have worked, I have studied, I have done this effort. I've went to the online, or I went to the mall and I bought this pair of clothing. I bought this food, I cooked it and I ate it. Me. Allah, we think, I am the one who did. Allah say, no, min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah. You eat this food and you wear this pair of clothing, and you say that Allah is the one who's given me and I had no input. Allah said, I forgive all of your sins. Allah has forgiven your sins for reciting a dua after eating and a dua for putting on clothes. But it's not just about reciting it. It's reciting it with the understanding that you understand that Allah is the provider. That you had nothing to do with this pair of clothes that you are wearing or this morsel of food that you are eating. Because Allah is the one who does everything. When we understand this, then we will not fight. I don't know if your community is, but how many of ours are fighting for land and Jameen in India from, I don't know how many years ago. Brothers and sisters who used to sit and eat together, now they don't want to see one another's face. And if you fight with your brother for your children, you understand what I'm saying? If you break the commands of Allah for your children, they will end up breaking the commands of Allah. You will see. That a person who fights with his sister and his brother, just so, because why do we want the zameen? Why do we want something that's not ours? Why can't we abna hukuka maaf karte wa dusre ko hukuka ada kare? This is for not just 6 points. This is when we leave the masjid. Like the Maulana said that we've, hamare deen to sirf pehle saf ke liye ho gaya. It's just for the front saf, in our maamalat, in our muasharat. If we forego our rizq, our rights for someone else, Allah will put barakat in ours. And we may not have a lot of zameen and a big car, but we will have muhabbat. And the whole world today, everybody is saying this. Everybody is saying this. Wherever you go, from Panama to Barbados to UK, we've been hearing this. You understand? True or not? Kane Africa, ain't it? You understand? Or you have a lot of muhabbat here too, mashallah. Yeah, mashallah. So this is why, because it is mine and yours, we are the problem. Because we have made the dunya our maqsad. And we are not willing to forgive. You know, in the Fadail, Hazrat Shaykh has written, if you want to become a qutub is bigger than the wali and the abdal, it is a qutub. You know, what are the signs of this? You understand? He has a big, what is it, gumru on his head, on his knees. Now, what is the signs of the abdal? He says, silman qata'ak. You know, jo aap se tore, unse jore. Those who break with you ties, especially Hagawara, especially the family. Because we are very good with everyone. We smile, we do mu'anaka, we give dawat, we see mehman come from, you know, our hajna sati uta, Barbados, you know what I mean? No hagai, no nothing. But we went in jamaat, you know, Pakistan mein hame jamaat hate uta, so we give them dawat. Ne paros ma bhai rahe, koi da ek kari kich nahi kar rahe. You understand? So we are good with everyone else, but not with our own family. The hadith says, "Silman qata'at," join with those who break. Wa'fu amman zalamak, jo aap par zulm kare, unko maaf kare. Those who oppress you, forgive them. A'ti man haramak, jo aapko mahroom kare, unko de. Those who deprive you, give them. Wahsin ila man asa ilayk, and be good to those who are bad to you. Dahwa ka salam kayo, abe jawab nahi, unko zaman karwana jani. You understand? You are responsible for giving salam. You are not responsible for the jawab. You understand? Because, look, we just went to Birmingham. Iqbal bhai Tilari, Allah unko jannat naseeb kare, he passed away. And Mawlana Yusuf Darwan sahab, Dawud Barakah, he said, this is where we will all be coming. You know, he goes, if we know, we will forget Iqbal bhai and start to worry about ourselves. This is the destination, that little zameen. And then in Walsall, they say this even goes deeper. The material there is softer. So it goes further down. In some parts it only goes 4 feet, there it goes even lower down. You understand? So my dear brothers and uncles and elders, this is where we are going. So why are we fighting over little things? Maaf karna siko. You understand? So if you want to become an abdal, we have to do this. We say salam, and you know, what is the khulasa of good akhlaq? The person came to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, you know, tell me something. He said, la taghdab. Do not get angry. He came again, he said, la taghdab. Miraran. He repeated it so many times. Kai martaba usko dohraya, la taghdab. Don't get angry. Do not get angry. Do not get angry. And then he said, hassin khuluq la abni akhlaq wa durus karo. Rectify and enhance your character. Why? Because when we get angry, we see all the sunnahs in our life then. You understand? We know that don't care how naked and pious we are, we just have to get angry. And then we see how much buzruk I am. You understand? So this is where akhlaq comes in. That Rasul, and this is Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's about to assassinate someone in jihad. And what did he do? He spat on him. And he resisted. Why? Because his niyat changed. You know, if that was us, we'd probably dig into him even more. You understand? But imagine this, you know, we cannot even imagine it. We can just read about it and make dua that Allah someday give us this reality. That he has the upper hand and he spat on him, and even at that time, he's aware of his intention. The person asked, why didn't you kill me after I spat on you? He goes, because I was going to kill you for the sake of Allah before, then my nafs got involved. And he restrained. You know, this is why we read ta'aleem, and we have to keep doing it over and over and over. So Allah gives us this reality. And we in this part of the world, you have so many scholars, so many scholars, so many salihin, we have no excuse. You know, and if we keep seeing the faults of others, you know, Ahmad Ali Raja, he used to be 11 Jews, but he came to Barbados once. And after that, we've heard many examples, but that's why I was much younger then. And he said, You put a pig in a garden, khinzir ko bag mein dale, he will still look for dirt. He will still look for filth. And I'm a beekeeper now, you know, thanks to my friend Mona Ismail Aswad. I'm not selling his honey here, I'm not advertising, don't get commission. You understand? But you put a honeybee in the garbage can and it will look for something sweet. Because you know where they take all the garbage and they dump it? They have so many beehives around. Because there's different things. So the honeybee will go past all the garbage and it will look for something clean and pure within the garbage can. But you put a pig in a garden, it will still look for filth. So don't let us be like the khinzir in the garden. Because we're in the masjid and it says, Al-ghibatu ashaddu min al-zina. That backbiting is worse than zina and adultery. But we're in the masjid and apreto rojave to apreto amarina jannat to confirm to. You understand? So koi masjid ma aave. Abhi gaj. You understand? We don't even do ghibat. Bul diya we go. You understand? As if we are going to die on iman and he is not. How do we know, my dear? So even in Ramadan, in the masjid, we are like the khinzir, unfortunately. So the most cleanest and purest place on earth, but our hearts are like this. You know, our hearts are like this. So we have, my dear brothers, and this is just a muzakara. This is just a muzakara, and you know, so that this can come into our lives. So why are we talking about this? So that when we come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the sahaba of the angels. Well, that's if we spend most of our time in the masjid and not in the bedroom. You understand? Your masjids are so comfortable. MashaAllah. But the angels are in the masjid. You know, the angels are in the masjid. We come in the path of Allah, we spend time in the masajid, we have, you know, the sohbet of the, like, your beautiful imam, and, you know, when we stay amongst these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us realize. Then sometimes we feel like crying, some of us can cry, some of us can't cry. Then, you know, like the sahaba, Abu Bakr ta'ala anhu, he went from the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the streets of Makkah or Medina, amongst other sahaba, to a wife and children who are also the best of best, the sahaba, and he said, Nafaka Abu Bakr. You understand? So he's in the Masjid of Nabawi with the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes among sahaba to a home full of sahaba. And what did he say? That he's become a munafiq. Barbarous Muhammad, Mauli Rafiq Musaji, I tell my imam, Mauli sahab, apre champal pere to apre khalas. You understand? We don't even leave the masjid. Kari apre champal pere. And whatever kafiyat, whatever we feel in the masjid is already gone. Ito maruhal. But we have to keep coming. We can't give up. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, if you come to me, bikarabil ard, with the earth, zameen, barke guda. You come to me with the earth full of sins. Allah says, I will forgive you, zameen, barke makfirat. I will give you an earth full of forgiveness. We just have to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and wanting to meet Him. Like Mawlana Zubair al-Hassan used to make that, Ey Allah, tu hamara banja, wa hami apna banade. You understand? This is the real thing. The son of Mawlana Hassan, Mawlana Zubair, he used to make dua, Allah, you become ours and make us yours. You understand? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me this reality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all this reality. If I have said anything to offend anyone, it wasn't my intention. But for this, you know, we need to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, you know, like myself, haven't spent time for a very long time. So you make intention to come in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we go out for 3 days. If you haven't spent 4 months yet, we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 4 months. We make the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us, you know, this 4 months wanted to spend correctly, will revolutionize us, will give us, you know, proper direction. You know, make the akhirah our objective. And then we follow the tarteeb. So make some intention, inshallah. We still have a few days left for Ramadan. So the local satis also make intention, inshallah. We have also 40 days jama'ahs going in the summer, in the beginning of June for the university students, in the middle of June or the end of June for the college students. So make some intention, make dua, encourage your youth to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
As soon as possible.
Sure. Allah accept them. Make it easy. You join in your local ta'aleem. These blessings are so beautiful. When we sit here and remember Allah, Allah remembers us in the heavens amongst the angels. Allah kabul from Allah asan from. Make some intention, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ramzan pachi kalim tarzai. Ramzan pachi. Isha pachi ke kai namaz pachi talim tarzai. Ramzan pachi normally. So usually after Ramadan, you know, in Ramadan the schedule is a little different. We have ulama coming in the salah times. So after Ramadan as well, asr is normally ta'lim is after asr. We should make it our business to try to come to the masjid for ta'lim and also do ta'lim at home. We talk with our friends and our wives about everything, politics, sports, family, panchayat, all kinds of things we do. But we don't have time to talk about Allah and His Rasul. You understand? So we can't, you know, some of us, since we've left Maktab and we haven't been in Jamaat, this is the only deen we have. You understand? You know, some of us, you know, this is it. After Ramadan, we try to force ourselves. You know, when we sit in these gatherings, the angels make an announcement, قُومُوا مَكْفُورُ لَكُمْ, that all of your sins are forgiven. Disperse, all of your sins are forgiven. Not only that, but all of your sins have been turned into good deeds. You know, this has been turned into good deeds. So we sit, Rasulullah said more or less, when you pass the gardens of paradise, grace to your heart's content. So we sit in the ta'aleem, we listen to the hadith, because every time we go in the environment, all of us are affected by the environment. When you go in an environment, and we are all gunegar, we don't need to tell one another, Imam Bhai, quick look, harabche. Rasulullah has told all of us already that Abrabadash harabche. He said, Kullukum, you know, all of you are sinners. But Dash gunegar. You understand? But the best gunegar, the best sinner, is a tawwab, the one who repents. And repentance, you understand? How does repentance look? How does repentance look? Repentance is ihsas, is remorse in the heart. You know, so you might see a person doing a sin, you know, on a Friday night or a Saturday night, you might have heard somebody done a sin, but then in the next day, you are talking about his guna, and Allah is talking about his tawbah to the angels. Because an-nadama huwa tawbah, remorse and ihsas in the heart, this is tawbah, this is repentance. And a person just sitting here, and he's thinking, you know, that maybe I should really make a change in my life. Oh Allah, you don't want to raise your hands in the bayan and start to cry and say, astaghfirullah, there's no Hajri Aswad here, you understand? But you have the feeling in your heart that ajti, I'm going to change. Ajti, you know what I mean? I will pray from my Maghrib Salah, I will pray all of my Salah with Jamaat. And you have that firm intention, you understand? If you get outside and we flop again, we come back and we make the intention. So we make tawbah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the road easy. At-talibu sadiq la yuhram. Jiske andar sachi talab ho, wo kabhi mahroom nahi hota. A person who has sincere zeal will never be deprived. And lastly, I will finish with this. May Allah put barakah and nazar se bachaye. There's a youngster who was here from South Africa in London. just 4 weeks ago, we heard that one of the guys came to Blackburn. He said his inkimabab, his father and mother didn't want him to go. He prayed almost 600 nafil rakats so he could come in Jamaat and so he can get his visa. You know, some of us like me, he's probably not prayed 600 nafil since last year Ramadan to today. And he has prayed 600 nafil just or 800 just to come in Jamaat, so his Allah will convince and give his parents, put it in their mind to give him ijazah. And then he prayed also, and that was included for the visa as well. So this, how do we really want to change? Do we really want hidayah? You understand? Or we just, Imam Sahib raised his hand, we raise our hand, we are thinking about something, ameen, ameen, ameen. You understand? So we have to want it. So may Allah put talab in us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hidayah. And our Jamaat is here tomorrow as well. So we do ta'aleem at 11:30 in the morning. So try to come and join us, inshallah. You can also take us for mulaqat, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka allahumma bihamdika. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan.